Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
With the 2023 Farm Bill currently on everyone's minds, Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to sit down with Congressman Frank Lucas about that 2023 Farm Bill and also being chosen to chair the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee in the 118th Congress and what that means. Concerning the Farm Bill, Lucas said the big challenge will be ensuring that there's enough funding to give producers everything they need.
Well, that's the real challenge. We do a Farm Bill basically every 5 years. This year, 2023, is the next when we need to reauthorize. The cost of doing business, whether it's input costs, think of the price of diesel, think of the price of fertilizer, the difficulty of accessing seed, all of those things because of COVID and the wars in Europe have dramatically increased. So how do we come up with the resources to adjust the safety net to reflect it? That's the challenge we face. We'll spend the first half of this year doing the hearings that are necessary for the groundwork legislatively. At that point, then, I think we'll know from the Budget Committee and leadership how many dollars will be available to us. And we'll take that and the money that exists and determine how to best use it or how to reallocate some funds to create that functioning safety net. Now, the Senate has to do their work, too. We'll have to iron out our differences, get the president to sign it. Can that be done by October 1? Well, I'm a farmer in Roger Mills County. I'm an eternal optimist. The glass is always half full. I'm working on the assumption we'll get it done.
If we can't get the Farm Bill done this year, worst case scenario, Lucas says we might have to extend it for a few months.
In the worst case scenario, we might have to extend for a few months or a year. But the bottom line is this. As good as the 18 Farm Bill has been, things have changed. The Farm Bill has to change to reflect that if we're going to have a real safety net for farmers and ranchers so they can feed the country and the world.
Once again, that's Congressman Frank Lucas. Well, Oklahoma State Treasurer Todd Russ was sworn in last week as the 20th State Treasurer of Oklahoma. Russ has been a banker for more than 30 years, also a farmer, rancher, and small business owner. He said he's ready to get to work on behalf of Oklahomans. I am deeply committed to evaluating the systems used to manage our money as a state, Russ said. Taxpayers deserve to know that their money is being invested in areas that comply with our laws and align with our standards and values. Russ laid out a plan to evaluate all the state's investment partners and the policies regarding environmental, social, and governance, or ESG, to evaluate risk and growth opportunities. He's also committed to increasing the return of unclaimed property to its rightful owners, ensuring the value for the 529 College Savings Program, and assuring that Oklahoma's stable program investors receive the best rates possible. Russ says, I plan to reevaluate the dollars invested on behalf of our state and ensure that Oklahoma's taxes are invested in companies that prioritize our values and our ethical standards. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.